Christmas is coming again. But that never thrills me, the thought of it chills me. I tell you, it fills me with pain. It makes me remember a Christmas gone by when I was extremely upset. A night in December, an evening that I would very much rather forget. For I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. They might have said, play us a tune we can sing, but somehow I don't think they noticed the thing. I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the dancing away. They asked Mrs. Morgan to play her mouth organ, and somebody else did a dance. They let Mrs. Carter perform a sonata, but I wasn't given a chance. A North Country person called Sandy MacPherson played bagpipes and took off his coat, while both the Miss Fawcetts bust out of their corsets in trying to take a top note. But I took me harp to a party. Nobody asked me to play. The others were jolly and hearty, but I wasn't feeling so gay. I felt so ashamed at not striking a note that I tried to hide the thing under me coat. I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the dancing away. They sang Home Sweet Home and the Banks of Loch Lomond, and all the king's horses, then trees, while nephews and nieces kept playing their pieces and spreading their jam on the keys. A daughter called Lena played her concertina. We all played ridiculous games, till old Mr. Dyer set his whiskers on fire and a fire engine played on the flames. But I took me harp to a party, but nobody asked me to play. So I took the damn thing away. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, nobody asked me to play. Oh, dear, now smash the damn thing.